Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
It is 1:34 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now. Royal Pizza, Pizza Pasta, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list, there are 13 Edmonton and area locations. Actually, I think they're now up to 14. I know they're adding some locales in Calgary as well. Go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. Stauffer recommendation is the Mediterranean Chicken. Brendan Escott's a fan of the Texan. We bring aboard Jack Michaels, Oilers radio network play-by-play voice, but also with NHL hockey and Rogers and Sportsnet. And they put out the release today, 60 regional games this year on NHL hockey on Rogers and Sportsnet. So does that mean you're doing 60? Have you got your schedule already there, Jack?
I don't have the schedule for the full season, but I would suspect the number will be close to 60. And a couple of those, Bob, I mean, as you know, sometimes they turn into what they call rational games, which is a regional game that ends up being national partway through. So, yeah, I'll still probably get a schedule month by month, and probably even more so, you know, this year as we continue to kind of work our way out of the whole pandemic, hopefully. I mean, I say work our way out, that's optimistically speaking, but yes, hopefully that's exactly what we're looking at.
All right, Jack. So, look, we're in attendance Monday and Tuesday this week for the pros during the captain skates, the last couple days in the DCA in the downtown community arena for the rookies. Are you starting to get jacked up for it?
Oh, for sure. You know, Bob, it's a real process for you and I, you know, just in the rink and starting to, you know, get back in that mode and start to look at players. And you know, for us, and I'm sure you've talked about it at your show throughout this week, you start projecting, all right, you know, what are the guys that might be able to make some noise at main camp and leave lasting impressions? Because that's really what rookie camp is all about. It's a chance to make a first impression. It's a chance to solidify spot at main camp, and it's a chance to get a leg up on some other guys who may not bring it early enough. And you know, we have seen over the course of the years, both in rookie camp and training camp, you know, guys gain traction, earn themselves American Hockey League tryouts, and move up in the pecking order. That's what camp is all about, is establishing yourself early and either reinforcing or changing what the coaching staff's existing impressions of you are.
Jack, tell me this. Over the last couple of days, who caught your eye out at Oilers rookie camp?
Well, it's not so much who caught my eye, but, you know, the position groupings in particular on defense, you know, just the size. And again, we're getting into some 16 and 17 draft picks as well, Bob, where some guys that you and I haven't laid eyes on in two or three years have now filled out and have gone from kind of lanky, raw-looking prospects into fully grown men who are going to contribute this year at the American Hockey League level and maybe not more than a year or two away from potentially drawing some NHL games. As far as, you know, definitively, the biggest guy that's in terms of how he's changed from what I remember him is Sam Marukov. I mean, to be honest with you, I had to check. Now, I know he changed his number, but the other thing that struck me, Bob, is he went from kind of a Martin Marincin type of body to, you know, has this guy played in the league already? Like, who is this guy? I mean, I had to make sure that was him. So that was one guy just from a body composition standpoint that you do realize, and you and I didn't see these guys a year ago. 2 years is a big difference, and there was a lot of size out there to go along with speed and skill that you've come to expect from prospects like Philip Roberg, who you and I first got a look at in the bubble.
You know who he kind of reminded me of? You're going to laugh at this. And this guy did play 500 games in the NHL. An eighth-round pick of the San Jose Sharks, Douglas Murray. That's like,
oh, are we talking Sam Marukov?
Yes. Like, what I saw.
It's unbelievable how he's transformed his body. And maybe it's just, you know, maybe it's just the 2 or 3 years. I can't remember, Bob. Did we see him in 19 or not until?
No, we saw him in 19. We did see him in 19, yes.
I got to tell you, I don't remember him looking like that. And you know, maybe it's selective memory. Maybe I'm thinking of another guy, but I didn't recognize him at all. And so, like I said, especially on defense, Bob, you've got some real prospects there. You've got, you know, basically all draft picks. You've got guys that have now been within the organization 2 or 3 years. And I expect a few of those guys to play. I mean, we saw Caleb Jones and Ethan Bear emerge from the 2015 draft. I would not be surprised if 2 or 3, I don't know about 4, but let's say 3 defensemen that plays in the rookie game tomorrow, or what I'm anticipating will play in the rookie game tomorrow, I expect them to see sometime in the NHL. Not this year, but eventually. Well, and when you think about the percentages, Bob, that's still saying something.
Broberg and Sam Marukov are going to play in the NHL. And I'm like, Douglas Murray was 6'3", 245. He didn't play in the NHL until he was like 25, 26 years of age.
And Sam Marukov was a third rounder. It's not like we're talking about a top 10 pick here. I think he was 63rd.
Yeah, like
Other guy, I think it might have a chance. I mean, again, that, you know, he impressed us, I think, 3 years ago. I still don't mind Nima Leinen. I still don't mind that guy. And maybe I'm stretching, but I have a hunch he's going to find a way to play some games too. I don't know when or where, but I feel like there's another guy or two beyond Broberg and Sam Marukov that are going to play NHL games on that back end.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it was a righty. I mean, Berglund 6'3", Kemp 6'3", Kesselin 6'5", even DeHarnay-Jack, he's on an AHL deal right now. I could see him being a guy getting an NHL deal in another year. So we're on the same ilk that we believe that, you know, the defense has the depth. Anybody stand out up front for you?
Well, really, you know, it's funny to say when you've got Lavoie and Borgo, your first and second rounders. But that entire line, and I'm going to include a guy, you know, we it's very easy to say, oh, you know, Borgo looks good. Well, of course he does. He's a first round pick, and Raphael Lavoie, you know, I think not too long ago, the Oilers were drafting in the 30s and not having a great deal of success with some early second round picks. I think Raphael Lavoie has changed quite a bit as well. I mean, he looks like he's going to be a player to me too. But it's funny to bring this up because I don't know what his NHL future, if any, is. But the guy in the middle there, James Hamblin, I know he's an Edmonton kid, and I know he's a former Medicine Hat Tiger, and I know he contributed for a club that won the Pacific Division playoffs last year in American Hockey League. I think he's a perfect fit with those two. I think he's a player too, Bob. I like him. I mean, look, I don't know enough to whether or not he can somehow carve out a sliver of NHL games for himself years from now. But I'll tell you this, he doesn't hold those other two guys back. He's playing between, you know, the two most highly touted prospects up front that Edmonton's brought to rookie camp. He's playing between those two guys, and he doesn't look out of place at all, in my opinion.
Jack, I saw him play back in 12-13. He was on that same Bantam AAA team with the south side with Tyler Benson as well as Stuart Skinner. Jack Michaels joining us. Jack, look, these...
So he knows how to play with good players is what you're saying.
Yeah, he was a year younger than Benson. That was in Benson's WHL Bantam year where he tore up, broke Ty Reddy's record. Jack, look, next year at this time, we might be in Penticton. We're gonna do the game tomorrow. It's gonna be on Oilers TV. That's how people can access. It's the webcast. Tomorrow's also an Elks broadcast, and they got a big one against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Do you have any humorous stories involving our work together in Penticton over the years, possibly discussing, you know, second, third round draft choices? Maybe some that didn't pan out.
Well, there have been you've uttered a couple of fun lines over our years together. Some very self-deprecating, some deservedly giving your partner some shade. I certainly have earned that on times, but I did enjoy an Oilers prospect who had been after it a few years. I was saying, he's got a real opportunity here to potentially, earn some games in Oklahoma City and maybe be a regular in Bakersfield. And I remember you cut me off and said, Jack, he's going to be in Bakersfield. He'll be in Bakersfield. In other words, not being a wet blanket, but telling me to pump the brakes on my enthusiasm. And then the other one I enjoy is actually, we weren't even on the air yet. We were going over some final pregame notes, you and I were, and you said, this guy's back? Haven't they retired his number in this building yet? I believe it was his third or fourth kick at the can at the Penticton Young Stars Tournament. And you, as I recall, felt that the term young stars might not apply to this guy. He might be certainly older than some of your first cousins.
Yes, so we'll keep that player nameless, Cameron Abney, but that's neither here nor there. So hey, they don't all pan out, and there was a time in which the Oilers, hey, they were looking for some toughness, and somebody stepped up and took Abney in the third round, I think in 2009. I was at that draft in Montreal. Oh, by the way, Jack, the draft is in Montreal next July, July 7th and 8th. There's worse places to have an NHL entry draft. I know Montreal is one of your favorite Canadian cities.
Well, we've been hoping to get there for a couple years, Bob. We were really looking forward to it, and obviously, it didn't pan out in 2020, so I know you and I are cautiously optimistic that we'll have a chance to enjoy that city together next summer. The other thing I'll tell you is, if you think about it over the years, and I know this is one of your favorite subjects, but toughness is playing a role at the Young Stars yep. Tournament. We've seen some careers altered one way or the other. And, a guy that, sure, we've kind of poked fun at over the years, but I think he earned some respect and earned some raised eyebrows, and now he's a fixture in the Calgary Flames lineup. Rasmus Anderson willing to go head up against Darnell Nurse. It did not go well for him, but I believe, that first impression, stepping up, almost being the agitator in that bout, and taking a licking, and he kept on ticking. He didn't, he didn't back down. I think that, I think that got his pro career off to a good start. Because as I recall, Bob, and maybe I'm wrong here, because I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but I don't remember him being an NHL lock at that particular point in time. I really don't. Maybe I'm way off base.
No. I mean, he was, he was a bit, an offensive-minded player as opposed to Sam Marukov, who's more of a defensive-minded guy. But Rasmus Anderson was a second-round pick, 53rd overall, right. 2015.
I was just going to say, I don't remember him being drafted in the top 40. So, again, it just goes to show you that at rookie camp, there is a chance, to make an impression. And some guys, get life-changing deals out of it, and maybe they don't end up as NHL players, but, there's been some nice stories of Braden Christopher, who's gotten himself a pro contract. This is why you go to rookie camp. This is why the players play hard, is because you have a chance to make a first impression that can really alter your future in the game and your family's future. You have a chance to make that first statement, and it only arrives once.
And Braden Christopher and Ottawa Regina Pats from Sherwood Park ended up 4 years in the Oilers farm system in the AHL. He's currently playing in the SM Liga. Jack, it did go the other way. I remember the shock when Colton Tubert, the Oilers had acquired as...
Adam Polasek caught him.
Adam Polasek. And, it was never the same for Colton Tubert after that, Jack. In fairness, it wasn't.
No, that sort of thing can happen in a fight. I would suggest to you, an established NHLer, Theo Peckham, that bout with Nathan Horton might have changed his career a little bit. You never know, and I'm not pointing out just the fights. Again, you can get on people's radar. There was a guy, I think he dressed that first year we did the games in Penticton. Was there not a guy who came with the Anaheim Ducks that we ended up resurfacing in the NHL? Bit of a tough guy. I can't, the name escapes me, but there have been guys who've showed up at that camp without, American League deals that have kind of earned notice, earned themselves a contract, and once you have that first pro contract, Bob, you just like you can make the most of your rookie camp, you can make the most of earning a nod with that first pro contract. There is a path to the NHL once you earn that first pro contract. And sometimes the way to earn it is by shining at the rookie camp.
2014 in Penticton, I just remember Nikolai Ehlers with Winnipeg, how good he was. I was like, the Oilers got Leon Third that year, Jack, and Nikolai Ehlers is a heck of a player, no question. All right, we got to switch focus very quickly. You're a Cleveland Browns fan. They played about as good as you can, or did they, against KC? Give me your assessment. You have to be pretty happy with the overall performance, even though they didn't get the W.
Yeah, it's a classic case of a team that's not quite ready to win the big games yet. Three turnovers in the final 20 minutes of the game, and when you're playing in Kansas City, you've got to play a perfect game. You can't play a near perfect game. And I think what you saw was a team that played a near perfect game, but that made three costly mistakes in the final 20 minutes to not only let Kansas City back in it, but win it. And that's, Bob, we're in the midst of that process right now with the Edmonton Oilers in terms of their playoff potential. It is very rare that a team in their first kick at the postseason can their second. You sometimes need three and four and five and six tries, and that's what Edmonton has to do and continue to do this year, is establish itself as a team that's going to be one of the final 16 each and every year. Then from there, that's when you start getting into the narrow parts of the field and giving yourself one shot after another to win a Stanley Cup. It rarely comes on the very first opportunity you have. You only need to look at the last several champions to establish that fact. Tampa, St. Louis, Washington. They didn't win on their first chance. They needed five and six and seven and eight. And in Washington's case, I believe nine chances before they got over the hill.
Jack, see you tomorrow.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Thanks.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You bet. That's Jack Michaels from NHL Hockey and Rogers. 60 regional broadcasts this year and the Oilers Radio Network as well. There's an old saying in the car business, cars cost less than what task when Brent Ridge Ford. We had Brad Pascal on today, and I got a text from Uncle Milton. He's saying the Calgary Flames fan in the office is loving all this Flames talk and Oilers now. Well, we needed to find out. We needed to get educated on some of the Flames prospects. Brent Ridge Ford and the gang of Wetaskiwin committed to providing unequaled automotive excellence, resulting in completely satisfied lifetime customers. If you currently have a vehicle that you're not using enough, payments or interest rates that are too high, a vehicle you may want to sell, refinance, or trade in for something different, go visit Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at Brent Ridge Ford to give him a call. 1-877-477-3673 or visit BrentRidge.com. To this day in Oilers history for New West Travel, we will tell you that once borders get open, New West Travel will be back up and at them with Oilers Now road trips. You never know who's going to show up for mixers on the road. We've had some of the greatest players in the history of the game join us. On this date back in 2018, Brendan S. Scott, what happened?
Defenseman Darnell Nurse signed a two-year, $6.4 million contract to stay in Edmonton. The seventh overall pick from 2013, Nurse smashed his previous career high with 16 goals and just 56 regular season games last year. He was a plus 27 as well.
And they don't need him fighting a lot. Let's just see what happens here over the next 3 to 4 weeks. Do the Oilers add? Do they add one more guy? I mean, it was interesting, the addition that they made, Colton Sheever. I mean, there's a guy that could play fourth line right wing. Interesting PTO addition. Is there another one coming? Is there somebody that might get potentially waived? I'll be intrigued to see what happens. Reed Wilkins has Inside Sports tonight. What's he got shaking, Brendan?
You'll hear from Elks in-game analyst here on 630 CHED, Eddie Steele. Former Edmonton football team quarterback Ricky Ray looking back to his first CFL start in 2002. And, hey, are you on the show tonight?
I am. We'll see where I'm doing that interview from. There's an outside chance I may be in a building. We'll wait and see on that front. Coming up on Monday's edition of Oilers Now, we are working on a couple of unique guests, but we will tell you that we will have a recap of the rookie broadcast. I want to mention again, it is available on www.edmontonoilers.com tomorrow at 5 o'clock, a webcast with Jack and myself. John Shannon, of course, our NHL insider for Legacy Heating and Cooling, will join us on Monday as well. Up next, a global, that's 5 o'clock for the webcast. The Oilers game, a reminder, the Elks game, 7:45 kickoff. Pregame show at 6 on 6:30 CHED on Saturday. Morley Scott, Dave Campbell, Eddie Steele, Blake Dermott, Brendan Escott, cast of thousands. Up next, global news, weather, traffic update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, Monday through Friday here on 6:30 CHED. It's the 6:30 CHED Afternoons with Jay Lynn Nye. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. So long, everybody, from Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 6:30 CHED.